We'll start. Great. So I hope everyone's preparations for Shabbat for Pesach are coming along. Topic of this week's Chabura is Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, which is the case this year. We're gonna discuss the issue of meals on Shabbos. And especially the meal of Shalosh Shudos, because we're going to see that from the very beginning, people are familiar with this, that there's going to be a problem. By the time Shalosh Shudos rolls along, you know, you can't eat bread, you can't eat matzah. Really, for Shalosh Shudos, you should be eating pas, so those things are out. So we're going to discuss the ways that you know that have developed in the different shitot of what one can eat. So we also then are going to go on to discuss terms like matzah shira. We're going to see a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, exactly this type of flour which is kneaded with fruit juices. We're also going to see what type of fruit juices. Is it only yayin, shemen, dvash, and cholav, or does it also include apple juice and egg juice and things like that? And then we're going to see what happens when you have such a mixture. And that's going to, you know, is it still possible to become chametz? Maybe can even become chametz even quicker, or no, there's no possibility of chametz. And all these possibilities, once we go through the sources, and then it'll play itself out halachically. We're also going to then look at certain answers of matzah. Muvusheles, a cooked matzah instead of baked matzah. Matzah is usually baked. The Gemara is going to say, what about a type of cooked matzah? Then we're also going to talk about, actually, what happens on Erev Pesach? What about using something with matzah meal? Let's say you crumpled up the matzah and then kneaded in some of these oils and fruit juices, and then you rebaked it. So are you allowed to eat something like that, a mazonos matzah meal cake on Erev Pesach? Maybe that can help us. Maybe that would be a very bad idea. Maybe that would be a great idea. So we're going to, that's how sort of like the flow of the shiur will go. So let's start from the very beginning. A lot of these sources and the problem people know about, we've lived through this already, but let's get some sources under our belt. So there's a chiv on Shabbos from source one to eat three meals. Tan Rabbanan kamasu deschayiv adam lecho b'Shabbos shalosh. There's a nasmachta to a pasuk which says, "Vayomer Moshe, echlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem, hayom lo simtzu basadeh." We're talking about the man. It mentions hayom three times, so that's an allusion to three type times one should eat man on, you know, over the course of Shabbos. Three meals are required. Man is going to be equated to bread, so that's why we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch that the best option for all the meals on Shabbos is going to be pas. But let's see, Shulchan Aruch on the source 2 says, Yeizor ma'od l'kayim suda shlishis. Don't take it lightly. I think one of the take-home messages is that we're going to see how far that the Rishonim have, and the postgame have said, how to try to juggle this this dilemma of fulfilling Shalosh Shudos at a time when you can't fulfill Shalosh Shudos with matzah or bread. It should, it should push us for all Shabbosim, and I'm speaking to myself, to make sure that we fulfill Shalosh Shudos properly. Not just this Shabbos, but take it, you know, try to fulfill it properly this Shabbos and take that message for the whole year. Okay, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Tzorach lasoso bapas. He's going to give four ways that one can fulfill Shalosh Shudos. So the first optimal way, and it's going to go in descending order, is with pas. The next is Yeshomrim Me'echan Mechameshis Mine Dagan. Make it on Shalosh Shudos on a Mazonos. The third is Basa V'Dagim. And the last possibility fulfilling Shalosh Shudos is with Peiros. So those are the, and he says, V'sorvi Shona Ika Shetzarach Lasoso Bapas. So one should try to fulfill all the meals, even Shalosh Shudos, with Pas. However, how are we going to do that? Because we know in the next source that chametz, we know from Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. So now the next source is talking about when does one eat, when is one required to eat Shalosh Shudah? So it says, Mishay Shah Samechza Balamala. So it's after 6.5 hour, halachic hours of the day, so it's already after noon, after Chatzot, so it's a half hour afternoon, that's when one should eat, from then on, should eat Shalosh Shudah. So we should eat it with pas, he's saying. He's saying you should have Shalosh Shudah in the afternoon. And then we're going to see another source that you, so we know that chametz is usur from noon onward on Erev Pesach on a Doraisa level. 2 hours earlier, the end of the fourth hour on a Durabanan level, so pas is out. We're going to see very soon in the Yerushalmi that you can't eat matzah. So already the Mishnah Berurah pipes in. So what are you going to do for Shalosh Shudah? He says it here in the Siman of Reish Sadi Aleph when he's talking about Shalosh Shudah, and he says the same idea again on Tuf Mem Dalid when he's talking about the halachas of Erev Pesach. He says Al Korcha Ki Chayim Oso B'Minei Tigun She Oso Mimatzah Ketusha. One option is to try it. Okay, we couldn't do pas. So what was the second level down? Was a Barimei Mizonos. How can you make a Barimei Mizonos on Erev Pesach? Well, take matzah, crumble it up, make matzah meal, then put it back together in a ball, and fry it, and deep fry it, or boil it. So that's called she'osim mimatzah ketusha, crumbled up, and tigun is frying it. That becomes, he calls it a kanedalach. You know, type of thing, which would make a Barimei Mizonos on, so that way you can fulfill the second way, and we'll discuss, you know, why it's not a problem of eating matzah. If it came from crushed matzah, why is it not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? But that was one suggestion. Or he says, oh, b'basa v'dagim, or he goes down, b'peiros, or he goes down to the third or fourth level of fulfilling it on that Shabbos. So, but let's say, like we said, you have to eat pas. Pas you can't eat after in the afternoon. Shalosh Shudah you have to eat in the afternoon. Oh, so maybe matzah. So here's the next source, the Yerushalmi, that people probably are very familiar with. What about matzah on Erev? Can I eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Yerushalmi says, "Kol ochel matzah be'erev Pesach kilu bol arusaso beveis chamav." You're jumping the gun. It's usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's considered like you're having relations with your betrothed, with a woman who you're engaged with before marriage. You should have relations once you're married. You're jumping the gun and already having that intimate relationship only at an engagement time. Here, it's the same thing with it's Erev Pesach. You know, we're going to eat matzah that night. Don't jump the gun and eat it on Erev Pesach. Eat it at the proper time. This issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach brought it down by Rav Avadja in the next source that he explains that if you look at the Rishonim, there's actually three opinions of when does this Isser Matzah on Erev Pesach start. So he says, Gimel Deot, there are three opinions. The one opinion, this is the Baal Amor, says, Mishay Shos V'Mala. It only starts at Chatzos. Look, it says, Habal, it's like Habal Arusoso, like you're having relations with someone who you're engaged with. So there already has to be a relationship with the matzah in order to aser the matzah, to saying that you're jumping the gun. Well, when does that relationship come in? Well, we know there's an Isser Chametz at Chatzos. So once we say there's an Isser Chametz, so we already starting to delve into categories of Chametz and of matzah. So there's already a concept of matzah coming into play at Chatzos. So therefore, it's from that time onward that the Isser of matzah on Erev Pesach starts. That was the Baal Amor, a minority opinion. Another minority opinion is the Or Chaim, and he says, no, it even starts from Friday night, from the night of Erev Pesach. But what's the relate? Because you already have a relationship with matzah, chametz and matzah. Earlier than that, there's no halacha categories really regarding Pesach of chametz and matzah. But already on Friday night, normally on a night of Erev Pesach, you're already doing bedika. This year we're going to do bedika Thursday night. But normally, so that's already on the night of Erev Pesach. You're already having a relationship with matzah because there's already bidikas chametz, so the category already starts. And the mainstream opinion is really the isser of matzah on Erev Pesach starts kol yom Erev Pesach. So it starts on Alos HaShachar of Erev Pesach. So we saw three opinions. There's this, the mainstream opinion, you can't eat matzah starting Alos HaShachar of Erev Pesach. But we did see an opinion of the Or HaChaim that it even starts from the night before. Why do I mention it? Because the Magen Avraham, you know, also agrees with this Or HaChaim, that it should start, this Or Chameit. The Isser Matzah should start from the night before. And in the source of the Igros Moshe says it's good. So that would mean that even on our case at night, that even on this coming Friday night, you should not sit down for your Suda on Friday night to eat matzah, because according to the Magen Avraham, Or Chaim, this Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach already starts on Friday night. And for sure, the mainstream opinion already says that you can't even eat it for your Shabbos morning meal because it would be an Isser of matzah on Erev Pesach. Okay, so the next source is we're going to jump to what's bothering a Mishnah that's going to be bothering Tosos. Because we already just said that Shabbos afternoon, well, there's an Isser Chametz, because that starts already at the end of the fourth hour of Midrabanan, or Midraisa from Chatzos. And we are already saying that you can't eat matzah, right? So in the afternoon. So you can't eat Chametz in the afternoon, you can't eat matzah in the afternoons. But here, there's a Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Tet that says, Mishnah says, Erev Sochem Samech Lamincha Lo Yochel Adam Ad Shetechshach. So you shouldn't eat late in the afternoon from the last 3 hours of the day, from Mincha Gdola, and a half hour before that. So for the last 3 hours of the day, you shouldn't eat. That's what the Mishnah says. So Tosfos is bothered. Why is the Mishnah telling me? What is the Mishnah saying that I shouldn't eat? If it's telling me that I shouldn't eat matzah, I already know that from the Yerushalmi. I can't eat matzah, we said the mainstream opinion, all day of Erev Pesach. So it doesn't have to tell me now I can't eat it late in the afternoon, the last 3 hours of the day. I know I can't eat matzah any time during the day. And if you're just talking about minei targima, if you're just talking about snacking on a fruit, right? Ah, the Gemara says, avam metabel hu b'mini targima. I'm allowed to take a snack even up to I'm walking out of the house, you know, to shul on Yom Tov night, going out to, you know, to shul Shabbos late afternoon, going to shul to daven minchen marv. So to daven marv. So that, you know, that's not I can eat, of course I can't eat chametz. We can't eat matzah, and I'm allowed to eat mini targima. So what other categories is there? You know, what could be that the Mishnah is saying I can't eat? So therefore, Tosos then reinterprets or limits more the Yerushalmi's statement of saying that you can't. We thought maybe you couldn't eat any matzah, you know, on Erev Pesach. No, Tosus is now telling you, v'yeshloma da'ari b'matzah ashira. It's not. There is a type of matzah called matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, again, it's going to be kneaded, flour that's going to be kneaded with yayin, shemen, dvash, or chalav, or possibly also, that was, according to the Rambam, that's only those four making matzah ashira. According to most everyone else, besides the Rambam, everyone else, it even includes other meperos and beitzim, so that would make it into a matzah ashira. That category now of matzah ashira, the Tosus is going to say that's what the Mishnah was saying, that you're allowed to that is that's the food that you shouldn't eat in the last 3 hours of the day. Delo asa b'Yerushalmi ela b'matzah haru latzeis b'chavoso, because when Yerushalmi said don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, He was talking all about. He was talking about only a matzah that you can be yotzei the seder night. It had to be, and matzah shira we're going to see in the next source. You can't be yotzei on Pesach night, so that you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah is saying, okay, you can eat it Erev Pesach all day, that's fine, but the last 3 hours of the day, Samach Lemincha, don't eat matzah shira. And that's how Tosfos understands that Mishnah. We're going to learn the Mishnah according to the Rambam. I'm going to say, you know, he's going to learn it a little differently. But, and therefore, going to come out to a conclusion that maybe Matzah Shira is going to be Asur all Erev Pesach according to the Rambam. But again, the mainstream opinion, everyone really agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, except the Rambam. They all say that really this, who limits the prohibition of the Yerushalmi of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, that was only matzah that you can fulfill your mitzvah with. Since matzah ashira, if it's kneaded with fruit juices, it's not called lechem oni, we're going to see, and you need lechem oni for the Seder night. So therefore, you can eat this matzah ashira on Erev Pesach, but even according to that opinion, then you can eat it Erev Pesach, don't eat it, don't eat it on the last 3 hours of the day. Because again, you're going to want to go into the meal Pesach night with a taiva to eat with a desire to eat the matzah. So that's the next source. I've already said it maybe outside, but Rabbi Akiva says from the word lechem oni, pratli isa shenalusha b'yayin shem udvash. That if you had, the Torah says that you have to eat lechem oni. Defined lechem oni is just flour and water. But if you're adding in wine, shemen, and vash, that's going to make it matzah ashira, rich man's bread. And therefore, and that you can't fulfill your mitzvah with on Seder night. And therefore, Tosfos was saying, however, you could eat it on Erev Pesach, just not the last 3 hours. Let's look at another two Gemaras, and we'll then come up to a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, a very important machlokas of what happens with flour that's mixed in with fruit juices. There is a following Gemara that says, there's a Tana Kama who says, Ein Lashon Isa B'Pesach B'Yam Shemen Vash. You should not mix flour with the fruit with these fruit juices, Rashi's going to explain because it's mamahir lahachmitz that if it gets mixed in with these types of yayin shemen udvash, it can. The Tanakham is of the opinion that the chimitz process can happen very fast, so don't do it. And then there's a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Okay, don't do it, but let's say if you did do it, so Rabbi Gamliel says to Sarf Miyad, you have to burn it right away because it can come chametz very, very quickly. The Chachamim say, okay, it can come chametz very quickly. Okay, so look carefully for signs of chimitz. There are things that the dough starts whitening, there starts becoming cracks in the dough, but if that hasn't happened yet, okay, you shouldn't have done it, but if you do it, you can quickly bake it, and then the chimut process stops, and you can eat it, and you can eat it. Rabbi Akiva argued with the Tanakhama and said, no, even the chadchila, you're able to mix flour with these fruit juices, and he did it when he was in front of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and he made this flour, this dough mixed in with Yayin Shem and Vash. And there was another Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, also told his son to mix flour with chava, with milk. And the Gemara says that we don't like milchik bread, so it was with dvash. Okay, so that was we had this opinion that you shouldn't mix the flour with yayin shemen udvash. That was the Tanakhama's opinion. And there's another statement here that says, in the name of Reish Lakish, Isa doz shenilusha b'yan shemen vash. If it was mixed with these things, ein chayav anal chimutzei kares. You're not chayav kares for this type of dough. Okay, and what does the Gemara say? Why are you not chayav kares? Mishum dahave luhu mei peros or mei peros ein machmitzin. Because it was mixed only with mei peros, and mei peros when it's mixed in with this dough, it can't become chametz. So there seems to be a little bit of a contradiction between these two gemaras. The second gemara says, if it's mixed with may peiros ein machmitzin. It can't. You can put in fruit juices into this dough, let it sit all day, it doesn't become chametz. Oh, on the first source here, in Daf Lamed Vav, it says that ein lashin. There's a Tanakh that says ein lashin isa bepesach b'yayin shem and vash. You shouldn't mix it in, because Rashi is going to explain that if it was mixed in, it could become very quickly can become chametz. So it seems to be a contradiction. So Rashi says the following: it's you shouldn't do it. The Gemara says, you know why you shouldn't do it? In the ein lashin isa bepesach b'yayin shem and vash. Exactly like we said, it makes your krovim maharis lahachmitz. The chimitz process, when it's mixed in with fruit juices, can happen very quickly. So don't do it, right? And don't do it. And the second gemara that says that it was saying that you're not chayev kares. The other gemara says, if you do it, you're not chayev kares. Because it says, "Umei peiros ein machmitzin." What he meant to say, "Ein machmitzin" to such an extent to become chametz gamur that you'll be chayev kares on, but you'll be chayev according to Rashi with mei peiros for something called "Ein chayev machmitzin kares ela chametz nukshahave." So according to Rashi, if you mix flour and fruit juices, it doesn't become an ister kares. But it's usher because of a isser of chametz nuksha, which is either daraisa from a lav or maybe derabanan. But that's according to Rashi. So you take flour and fruit juices, it becomes chametz nuksha, and therefore not a good idea. Tosos learns these two gemaras and says no. He focuses more on this. He believes. He takes the second opinion that says umei peiros ein machmitzin. He learns no ein machmitzin klal. It doesn't become chametz at all. It doesn't even become chametz nuksha. If you just take flour and fruit juice, it doesn't become chametz at all. Oh, what about that first gemara that said don't do it. Ein lashim be'isa be'pesach be'yayin shem edvash. That was talking about if you added water. If you added fruit juice and water, okay, then it can maybe it can come to a lav, and that's why the Tanakhama said don't do it. However, if it's just flour and fruit juice, it will can ein machmitzin klal. May peiros ein machmitzin klal. So let me just sum it up: flour and fruit juice, according to Rashi. It becomes chametz nuksha. According to Tosfos, flour and fruit juice never, ein machmitzin klal, never becomes chametz. Okay, so what? Tosfos over here said. Remember, we said that flour and water never becomes. And fruit juice never becomes chametz. Perush Rabbeinu Tam, the ein machmitzin kol ikar. It doesn't become. Even chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha might be if he added water to it, but just flour and fruit juice. Ein machmitzin kol ikar, mei peiros ein machmitzin. But if you what about that other gemara that said to Sarif Miyad? That was talking about kishiriv mayim. They added water to it, and when you add water to it, okay, then it can go fast. But if it was just fruit juices, it can sit all day, nothing's going to happen. Okay, let's make terus mei peiros shoril gamre. But if it doesn't have water and it's just mei peiros, it's going to be 100% good. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not only those four liquids, it's even mei beitzim. And this is how, where I brought it in, Rabbeinu Tam said what he did on Shalashuddas. And what he did, he says, Rabbeinu Tam nog hete bedava, v'haya noeg lechol b'erev ha-pesach achar arba shos, even after where we say we can't eat chametz anymore after the fourth hour on Erev Pesach, he said, okay, I can't eat chametz, right? And I can't eat matzah maybe that whole day also. But you know what I can eat after the fourth hour? I can eat matzah ashira, matzah mixed with fruit juices. Matzah mixed with fruit juices, according to Rabbeinu Tam, ain made peros ain machmitz in klal. It's never going to become chametz, so I'm not worried about eating it after the fourth hour. And it's not going to be a problem of eating matzah, because that, remember, we limited the problem of the Yishami of Baal Arusoso, eating matzah on Erev Pesach, to only a type of matzah that you're yotze with on the Seder night. Matzah Ashira, because it's not Lechem Oni, you're not going to be yotze on the Seder night. So Rabbeinu Tam has a perfect solution for this coming Shabbos. Eat matzah Ashira, and for Shalosh Shudos, you'll be yotze, and it's a beautiful thing to do. Next source, the Shulchan Aruch, actually Paskins, like this Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, may peiros below mayim ein machmitz in klal. That was Seif Aleph. If you added, however, water to it, then it could be maharim. It can get chametz a little, you know, quickly, and therefore quickly, you know, and therefore bake it. You know, that was the opinion of the chachamim. And then he says, may beitzim uveshar mashkim. They're all may peiros. That was again the opinion of Rov Rishonim, that Meperos is not limited to just Yain Shemen, Cholav, and Vash, but other fruit juices like apple juice and pomegranate juice and egg juice. It's all considered Meperos. And therefore, now here the Ramah steps in. So he says, Hagah uv medidas elu, einogin losh be Meperos. We do not use Meperos on Pesach. We'll see in the Ber Agra why not. We can understand. Maybe, you know, so our minag Ashkenaz is not to use matzah ashira on Pesach. And he says, "Vein l'shanas im lo b'shas atchak l'tzorchi cholo zaken atzorach hazeh." And only if you're a chole or zaken, then Ashkenaz can eat Meperos matzah shira on Pesach. Again, according to Tosfos and according to the Shulchan Aruch, may peiros emach mitzin klal. There's no problem eating it on Pesach, and he's telling you there's even no problem to eat it erev Pesach up to the 10th hour, up to the last 3 hours of the day, because we don't want you eating that last 3 hours of the day, because you won't be hungry going into the Suda. But there's no problem eating matzah shira, because it's not a problem of chametz, and it's not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So eat that, that's great. Ashkenaz, though, we don't eat it on Pesach. That was what the Ramah said. Why don't Ashkenazim eat on matzah shira on Pesach? So again, you can understand mipnei chash iruv mayim or l'chash l'das Rashi. Okay, we really, even Ashkenazim, even the Ramah agrees that really we paskin like Tosfos. May peiros emach mitzin klal, and that's why a chole or a zaken can eat it on Pesach. Because it's really may peiros emach mitzin klal, so everything is fine. However, Ashkenazim have took upon themselves the minhag. Well, there's another opinion. Rashi's opinion is flour and fruit juices can become chametz nuksha. So we don't want to. Yeah, okay. Again, the main opinion was Tosfos. Okay, but let's be choshesh for Rashi, and or even Tosfos himself said that if water got in there in with the fruit juices, it also can become chametz. So the chashash that maybe water would go in there, or the chashash even if water didn't go in there, just the shita of Rashi, that may peiros alone, it could become chametz nuksha. So Ashkenaz has adopted the minhag that we won't eat matzah ashira, this dough mixed in with fruit juices, on Pesach. We're going to talk about Erev Pesach soon in a second also, but definitely not on Pesach. And but since it's just a minhag, that's why a zaken or a chola, if you're an Ashkenaz, you can't eat it, because the din really is that may peiros ein machmitzin. Okay, so that was that source. The next source, let me take a look. So here the Shulchan Aruch talks about our case this coming Shabbos. And he says, Yud Dalid Shechalios B'Shabbos. So that's our case this coming Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. What should you do for Sudat Shlishit? So the Shulchan Aruch says, a paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, eat b'matzah ashira, kodem shas asiris. So everything is fine. After 6.5 hours of the day, we saw that's when the chi of sudat shlishit kicks in. So sometime between there and the 10th hour, eat sudat shlishit, eat matzah ashira, it doesn't become chametz, and it's not a problem of bol arusoso, because you can't eat matzah ashira at the Seder night, because it's not lechemoni. Okay, hagag, but the Rama says, umedilis elu, what should we do? She'ein nogen lechom matzah ashira. And again, so it seems like in the way many understood the Rama to be saying that he's talking to me now about sudat shlishi. And he's saying, we don't eat matzah ashira not only on Pesach, but we don't eat it now on Erev Pesach. We're going to learn an Aruch HaShulchan who learns this Rama a little differently. But many of the person learned the Rama saying, if we don't eat matzah ashira now during this time of sudat shlishit, what should we do? You kind sudat shlishit, bimine peirot, obas or v'dagim. We do option 3 or 4. The Mishnah Berurah says bimine peirot. That was it, right. Vahu adin the yoch. Oh, so but he also says you could also do. The Mishnah Berurah says we could also do option 2 of mizonos. Vahu adin the yochel lekayim betavshil kamo kenedlach. Okay. Ach yesh nafkamina bazeh. But there's a nafkamina. Because if you were yotzei, eino muta rak kodem shah asiris. If you're yotzei with kenelach, meaning crushed matzah, right, and then you mevushelet, and then you boil it, and you cook a kenelach. So instead of baking the crushed matzah, right, the matzah meal, and making it into a cake, you cooked it instead of baking it. Then we know that cooked matzah can't be used at the Seder, you know. So he wants to say cooked matzah loses its status of matzah. So there is no isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, which is cooked, because cooked matzah is not called matzah, and therefore it's not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and it's not a problem of chametz, because you're taking up crushed matzah. You're taking matzah meal. There's no chametz going on here. And since you boiled it, when you boiled it, it lost the shame. The crushed matzah lost its shame of matzah, and therefore it's not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, because it was boiled. It's no longer called matzah, and it's not a problem of chametz, because it's made from matzah meal. Has no chametz ingredients. So that would be able to. That would be good. You can be eat with a kenedelach for sudat shlishit. The Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, if you want to move down, you can do peiros or bus bedugim. He mentions though. So, however, he says that to try to fulfill even the idea of pas, remember, we had a problem and said you can't really, sudat shlishit comes once at 6.5 hours of the day, and therefore, after six, and at that time, I can't eat pas, and that is, you know, when really sudat shlishit falls out. But he says there is a minority opinion that says sudat shlishit can be even eaten before 6.5 hours of the day. So the Mishnah Berurah says the tov gamken sheichalek sudat shachrish shall pass l'shnayim d'ha yesh omim d'yotzi b'zeh yidei sudat gimel. However, if you do that, you have to make sure lahafzik ezer shaos b'bracha shein, to make sure that you're not doing a bracha shein otzricha. And this is what I did growing up. This is what I'm going to do this coming Shabbos. So I'm going to eat Friday night. The house is going to be all pesedik. I'm going to have only all pesedik dishes, pesedik food. Everything's going to be great. I'm going to come, but however, I'm going to leave over just a little bit of pita, you know, on for Shabbos. On Friday night, I'm going to come home, and maybe we're going to make hamotzi on pita. Everyone's going to eat very carefully, and then very quickly, once we finish, we're going to then roll up that tablecloth and throw it away. Make sure that, you know, so everything's there's no more chametz. And then we're going to set up the table again. And we're going to do a nice kosher Pesach meal. But I was Yossi, the first one with bread. Shabbos morning, there's going to be early minyanim. I'm going to go to a very, very early minyan. I'm going to come home from shul, and I'm going to eat, do the same thing again. I'm going to eat a very quick meal, make hamotzi on bread, finish all that, and bench, and have a quick meal and bench. And then what I'm going to do is I have to take a little hefsek. So I'll take a 15-minute hefsek. I have to leave the room. I'll go into the other room and learn. I'll go outside, take a quick walk with Lisa, do some break, come back. You know, after 15 minutes, half hour, you know, you're pressed for time. So it's not going to be a bracha levatola. I'm going to wash and bench again with hamotzi. Right after that time, all this is before the end of the fourth hour. At the end of that meal, I'm going to say any leftover crumbs, I'm just going to flush down the toilet. And then, according to that shita, there was a minority opinion that I was yotzei sudat shlishit with... even before 6.5 hours. So I did it all on pot, and I got 3 meals in. And then in the afternoon, well, that's the other opinion. You only can be yotzei sudashit in the afternoon. So then I'm going to do a little gefilte fish and maybe a little fruit. Maybe I'll take something from Shivas Aminim, because if you do Shivas Aminim, you mentioned Shabbos in the bracha achrona, and that's what you want to do. You want to have a Shabbos meal, so I can, and then I can be yotzei with it with the other opinions of dogim and peiros, and that would be how I'm going to act this Shabbos, and didn't violate anything about any problems of eating chametz after the fourth hour, and didn't violate any problems of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. But let's look at some other options. So the Aruch HaShulchan, though, learned differently and said that when the Ramah said that on Sudat Shishit, we who do not eat matzah ashira, right, we should then do it with mine peiros or basa v'dagim, the Aruch HaShulchan, so we learned it, the mainstream way it says that he was, the Ramah was saying, we Ashkenaz who don't eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach, this is what we're going to have to do. The Aruch HaShulchan said, no. What the Ramah meant to say was, we Ashkenaz don't eat matzah ashira on Pesach. Right, that's what we don't do. Right, really, you're allowed to eat matzah shira. Really, matzah shira ain't a machmetzes. Mei peiros ain't a machmetzes, and that's why a choler or a zaken, you know, can eat it. Okay, so we had a chumrah on Pesach. We're not going to do it because maybe some water was added to it. Maybe we want to be choshesh for shitas Rashi. But that's all on Pesach when there's an iser kareis. On Erev Pesach, there's no iser kareis. We are not, you know, we never took on that minhag of Erev Pesach not to eat matzah shira, according to Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, so what did the Ramah mean that we on Ashkenaz don't eat matzah shira? He meant to say, we who don't eat matzah shira on Pesach, so on a few hours right before, on Erev Pesach at night, at Shalosh Shudas time, we're not going to have matzah shira around, because we're not eating matzah shira on Pesach. A Sephardi can have matzah shira around. Tosa said, you have matzah shira on Pesach, so eat it for Shalosh Shudas. That's a great idea. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, but I explained the Ramah, but us Ashkenazim, who don't eat it on Pesach, we're just not going to have it around. And that's why he said you should eat on dugim or basa dugim or peiros. But if you did have it, if for some reason you went through the trouble to bake matzah ashira matzis, you know, two of them just to eat on Shalosh Shudas, not that, you know, who's going to do a run? Sfaradim do a run because they're going to eat it all Pesach. Who in their mind is going to make just two matzahs now of matzah shir matzahs? So therefore we have to do basa v'dagim. But that's, but if you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan, really, even Ashkenazim, it's not a problem to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach, and that's what he said in that source. The Noda Yehuda also thought ubemet morani tama ramah, because he was learning classically dal kopanim l'shum day aleka benukshik shas isa Torah b'Erev Pesach. He couldn't really understand why there would be a problem of eating matzah shira on Erev Pesach. It's only a minhag of Ashkenaz not to eat it on Pesach. I heard in the shiur that Rav Schechter actually learned like this Aruch HaShulchan that matzah shira is okay on Erev Pesach, and that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understood the Ramah. When the Ramah said we have to eat, we who don't, B'nai Ashkenaz, who don't eat matzah shira, it really meant, the Ramah really meant, is that we don't eat it on Pesach, so we're not going to have it around on Shalosh Shabbos time. But really there's no Isser. And Rav Schechter said that when there's, the Ramah wrote it in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah also wrote a Perush on the Torah earlier, before he wrote the Haggot on the Shulchan Aruch, and he wrote it on the Torah, and that's called the Darkei Moshe, the Beis Yosef and the which is the Mechaber, and the Ramah didn't only write in the Shulchan Aruch, they wrote it on the Torah, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, which was the Ramah's pshat. But when we have, in the beginning he wrote, it was something called the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, and when he saw, he it was very long, and he saw that he quoted a lot of the same sources as the Beis Yosef, as the Mechaber was quoting on the Torah, so he said, I don't have to repeat myself, so now what's printed a lot in the Torah is the Darkei Moshe HaKatzar, and therefore it wasn't clear how to interpret the Ramah. Do you interpret it how mainstream people has been interpreting the Ramah, that we don't eat, the Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira even on Erev Pesach, or like the Aruch HaShulchan who says, no, we just don't eat it on Pesach, but Erev Pesach it would be okay. And Rav Schechter said, when you look, and I'm sorry, I apologize, I couldn't quote it because it wasn't on my Bar Ilan, and on Hebrew books I couldn't find it either, but hopefully over the course of Pesach, we can look it up, we can find the newer editions of the Torah have the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, and at least, I believe, Rav Schechter, he said that the Darkei Moshe explained his own opinion, and the Ramah really explained himself, and he really meant to say, when I said that on Shalosh Shudas time, oh, we don't eat on Matzah Shira, it just meant, it's not usur to eat Matzah Shira, it's just that we don't have it around, you know, because we can't eat it on Pesach. So therefore this year, and I think, and this is what I was told Rav Schechter does, he actually makes Shalosh Shudas on Matzah Shira, based on, again, even this Darkei Moshe HaAruch, the Ramah explaining his own opinion, and this is how the Aruch HaShulchan understood it, and even made a lot of sense to the Noda B'Yehuda, that there would be no problem for Ashkenazim to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. You can eat it for Shalosh Shudas this night, Shabbos afternoon, and that's what I was told that Rav Schechter does. However, let me see the next source. So what's the problem? The next two sources were a chiddush for me. So hopefully this, maybe people have heard some of the things I've said before, but this was, the next two sources were a chiddush for me. So it said, what's the problem with matzah shira? What would be another problem of matzah shira? So we said, one problem we thought that might be a chametz problem. That we saw. So that was what we thought, that we couldn't eat matzah shira, the mainstream opinion, even on Erev Pesach, because Ashkenazim, okay, we're choshesh, not only are we not choshesh that for Rashi Shita, that may peros is chametz very quickly, or water got in and can come chametz, don't be choshesh that only on Pesach, even we have the minog, we should be choshesh that it might become chametz even on Erev Pesach. However, so that was one problem. The next two sources add another problem with matzah ashira. Okay, so we said, we always thought that, okay, matzah shira, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we said, there's no problem eating matzah shira on Erev Pesach, from a matzah standpoint. Why? It's only, the Rishami said it was only us, or Kabbalah Rusoso, matzah that you can be yotzei on your Seder night. But regular matzah, but matzah shira, which you can't be yotzei, you can eat Erev Pesach. The next source, the Prima Gadim, quoting the Maharal, argues on that point, and says, it's not, there is no heter to eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. You thought that that the Yerushalmi said only aser matzah that you can eat at the Seder? No, even matzah that you can't eat at the Seder is going to be aser on Erev Pesach. What does he say? Because he says if you had matzah shira, according to the Maharal, you had matzah shira, let's say you only had matzah shira at night, Pesach night. So he said, Maharal said, eat the matzah shira. And you know what? Oh, didn't we say matzah shira was a problem of lechem oni? So we thought that the lechem oni defined the matzah. You wouldn't even be yotzei your chiyav of matzah, your achilas is matzah, if on matzah shira at the Seder night. The Maharal said, no, your lechem oni is a separate din. You have two chiyuvim on Pesach night. You have a chiyuv to eat matzah, and you have a chiyuv to eat something which is not lechem oni. But if you only had matzah shira, eat it, according to the Maharal, because you'll be mekayim your mitzvah of eating matzah Pesach night, okay, and you won't be yotzei your chiyuv of eating lechem oni. But lechem oni doesn't define the matzah. It's a separate from matzah. So therefore, if that's true, according to the Maharal, that you can eat matzah ashira at the Seder night, then that would also be usur on Erev Pesach. Because you really, again, one more time, you could be yotzei your mitzvah, according to the Maharal, of achilas matzah on the Pesach night. You just can't be yotzei your chiyav of lechem oni at the Seder night. So therefore, if you could be yotzei your mitzvah of achilas matzah on Seder night with matzah shira, then that would be a problem on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi would answer all matzah, even matzah shira on Erev Pesach. The Rambam wants to say the following Rambams, the same thing. And we're going to say that the Rambam says, learned that, remember what was pushing Rabbeinu Tam to say that matzah ashira is okay on Erev Pesach, and when the Yerushalmi said you can't, it's like Kabbalah Rusoso, that meant good matzah that you can be kind of at the Seder, but not matzah ashira, that's okay Erev Pesach. What was pushing him, it says, what else can I eat? You know, what is the Mishnah telling me that I can't eat late in the Erev Pesach day? It must be a type of matzah shira. That's what it's telling me that I can't eat late in the day, but it would be okay to eat earlier in the day. According to the Rambam, I hope I'm being clear, according to the Rambam, he reinterpreted that Mishnah. And what the Mishnah meant to say, what can't you eat? Remember, according to Rabbeinu Tam, says it can't be referring to Minei Targima, because Minei Targima I can eat all day. I can eat even at the last 3 hours of the day. So it can't be, it must have been talking about something else, Matzah Shira. But according to the Rambam, he says, no, he didn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam. He says, the Mishnah is refocusing on Minei Targima. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam said you can eat Minei Targima all day. Rambam says you can eat it all day. But the Mishnah is telling you, eat it all day. You can eat it all day. However, the last 3 hours of the day, don't eat a lot of Minei Targima, so much to fill you up that you won't be eat the matzah b'tei avon. So he only referred that whole Mishnah to Minei Targima. He never had to come, and therefore he never had to limit the Yerushalmi statement of come up with a new category of matzah ashira. And so therefore Yerushalmi's statement can, like, that it's us a kabol arusoso eating matzah on Erev Pesach can stand for any type of matzah that any shame matzah, even a matzah that you're not fulfilling on Seder night, would be us, or according to we said it would be us, or according to eat that on Erev Pesach according to the Rambam, and we saw that would also be us, or according to the Maharal. So that was a chiddush to me. There were two. Normally, I looked at matzah ashira and I thought it was only a chametz problem, but it's not a matzah problem on Erev Pesach, because I can't be mekayim my mitzvah on Seder night, so it's not going to be a matzah problem. And all of a sudden, we saw the Maharal and the Rambam and said, look, it's not only, it's all matzahs are asur on Erev Pesach, according to the Yerushalmi. Not just matzah that you can be yotzei your mitzvah, but any matzah according to the Maharal and the Rambam, Erev Pesach, it's asur. So therefore, that would be a problem of eating matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. I was told in the tapes that Rav Soloveitchik was machmir for this Rambam, and therefore he did not like the idea of eating matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. They made a joke. He said they were saying that, you know, in the afternoon, you can't, they said both the Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe said you shouldn't eat matzah ashira. But each one did it from a different point. The Rav said don't eat matzah ashira all day. And of course, and that includes the afternoon. And Rav Moshe, because it's a problem of eating matzah. Matzah ashira is a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. And Rav Moshe said don't eat matzah ashira late in the afternoon because it's a problem of chametz. That was the mainstream opinion of the Ramah that it could be bichoshesh not only on Pesach but even on Erev Pesach for the Shitas Rashi or that water was added. So both Rav Moshe and the Rav said don't eat matzah shira in the afternoon, but one said it, don't eat it because it's too much like matzah, and one said it's too much like chametz. Okay, so that was a chiddush to me, that Maharal and that Rambam. The following Rambams, I know we're running late, and I want to go on to this other idea of eating matzah meal mixed in with flour, with oil, and of course we said it's okay if you bake if you boil it. But I want to come up with a shita of what Rav Asher Weiss gave a third opinion of what to eat on Shalosh Shudas, and Rav Neubert in a footnote of the Shmir Shabbos. We're going to end with that in a minute. They came up with a third possibility. So we had the first possibility of eating, like I said, just peiros and bus of a dugim. We did have an opinion for Sfardim of matzah ashira. We saw that Rav Shechter would say that's even okay for Ashkenazim, because there was no problem of meeting matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. It was only a minhag not to eat it on Pesach. And that was Rav Shechter, and that was including how the Aruch HaShulchan understood the Ramah, and how maybe the Darkei Moshe Aruch, you know, himself explained, you know, how the Ramah himself explained himself. So that was another way of doing it. We did say for sure that you can do a kenedalach, and that might make it as a mazonos, you know, or according to Rav Avadja, he comes up with not only kenedalach as matzah mevusheles. He talked about dunking the matzah if you only want, and actually putting it in your on putting it in your soup on Erev Shabbos, cooking and dunking it in, and cooking your matzah. That would be considered cooking your matzah in your chicken soup. Let it soak in with the flavor, and then you can eat those matzahs that were cooked in your chicken soup, and you can even eat that on Erev Pesach and on Sudat Shlishi, because that's matzah mevushelet. And he agreed that just like matzah ashira, the mainstream opinion, like Rabbeinu Taram, limiting the Yerushalmi, that matzah ashira is no problem of bol arusa, so no problem of matzah. Also, matzah mevusheles is another type of matzah ashira that you can't be yotzei at the Seder night, so it would be mutter on Erev Pesach. But there was... But I wanted to come on to a very last thing of Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Neubert. But right before I do that, let me just see what this next source was. This was Igros Moshe. So he said, he was just quoting what I said. Remember I said the Maharal and the Rambam had a problem of matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. Because remember... because according to the Rambam, I didn't show it to you inside, but the Rambam is going to say, there was an important Rambam here. The Rambam said over here, matzah, for completeness sake, matzah shalosha b'mei peiros yotzi yedei chavaso b'pesach. That was, and he's talking about the mei peiros of apple juice or pomegranate juice or eggs. If you did it with those type of things, then it's he said you could be yotzei Seder night. Don't you need a matzah that can become chametz? So the note said, Kalim, talk about that. Maybe there was a little water added in, but basically that type of you can be yotzei with your on Pesach night with that type of matzah of mei peiros. It's just Yayin, Shemen, and Vash, that's what's called matzah ashira. That's the problem of lechem oni. But these other fruit juices are not a problem of lechem oni. It's not, just apple juice is not matzah ashira to be a problem of lechem oni. And therefore, you can be yotzei. So therefore, if you can be yotzei with flour mixed in with those fruit juices, according to the Rambam, then we said on Pesach night you shouldn't eat it on Erev Pesach. And that's just why I brought this next source. Igros Moshe just summed that up. Ula Rambam, Yotzim b'matzah shalasha b'mei peros. Mei peros, Yotzim b'dei chovas matzah balayla. And that's mei peros of apple juice, pomegranate juice, or eggs. Vimkein, yesh la'asor l'didei l'achlu b'Erev Pesach. And therefore you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. So that was that source. Okay. Good. So now, what about the following case? The following case of taking what I wanted to end off with. Taking matzah meal and then adding oil to it and, eggs or whatever, and then re-cooking it. It's basically a matzah meal, mazonos cake, but let's say I re-cooked it. So now, can I eat that on Erev Pesach or not? So here we have a Ramah that says matzah shenefa kitukana properly. Va'acha kach nitparera. And then you broke it up to matzah meal. You took matzah, baked it, it's perfect, there's no problem of chametz. And now you broke it up into matzah meal. And now, our case, v'nilusha b'yayin b'shemen. Now you add yayin and shemen in it. And now, so he wanted to say, Eina nikreis matzah ashira va'asura lechlo b'erev Pesach. The Ramah is focusing on the matzah aspect of a problem of Erev Pesach, that you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. He said, and he's agreeing according to the Ramah, what type of matzah can't you eat on Erev Pesach? He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, it's only a type of matzah you can be yotze at your Seder night. So therefore, matzah ashira, if I took actual flour and mixed in right away the oil and the wine, then that's called matzah ashira, and there's no problem of that, of matzah on Erev Pesach, because that's called matzah ashira. But if I take just matzah and flour and water, and it has a shame matzah already, so that's matzah, that's not matzah ashira, just because I crumble it up, and even though if I add something to it and I rebake it, right, it still doesn't lose the shame matzah, and this is still called matzah to be, it's not called matzah shira, it's rather called matzah, and that's why he says, Eino nikris matzah shira, v'asura lecho b'erev Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you just ate it, that mixture somehow, you added the water and oil, the wine and oil, and it sticks together, and try to eat that matzah plain, or even if you rebaked it, even if you baked it, shenefat acharkach, so you took matzah meal, you added this oil and grape juice, and then you bake it, it didn't lose the shame matzah, and it'll be usur on Erev Pesach. However, and this is what I just want to finish, the next source was saying there is a minhag because of this Ramah that you can't eat, like I just said, a matzah meal cake on Erev Pesach because it still has matzah in it, and we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, and that's what this source said. However, based on the going into a little bit of Hilchos Brachos, the Mishnah Berurah says had the following case also. He explained, why can't you eat this again? The matzah that was crumbled up and rebaked. Like I said outside, the lonit batla mimena shei matzah. And he quotes a halacha in Kuf Samach Chet. Meaning, he just said that if you crumble up matzah and add things to it and rebake it, it doesn't lose the shei matzah. And he points you to Simen Kuf Samach Chet. That's going to be Simen talking about brachos. Because you have the same thing. Matzah has a brachos hamotzi. What happens to matzah that you broke up finely, added oil and wine to it, and rebake it? Okay, what bracha do you make on that? So if you boiled that mixture, so definitely it lost the shame lechem, the Torah lechem. It's not called lechem or matzah anymore. That's why the kenelech is fine, taking matzah meal and reboiling it. That's matzah mevusheles. That's not called matzah anymore. That you can eat on shalashudas. That you're going to make a mezonos on. That's good. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah was Masupak. What about or the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, was Masupak. What happens if you don't boil it? You take this matzah, you take this matzah meal, you crush it up, and now you add things to water and shemen, and then you cook it. What bracha do you make on it? Does it still retain you? And he says, I'm Masupak. Im Bishlam Bekadera. Oh, that we know it lost its shit. That's okay. You bury him in his arms. But if you beam off on, this is the important line. You took this matzah meal, you added things to it, and now you baked it. Nachon shelo yochlon kuli al ki im betoch asuda. He was mesupach. He said, on such a thing, on such a mixture that was crushed up and had the shame lechem, had the shame matzah to it, and now you're rebaking it afterwards, I don't know. Does it lose its shame matzah, the Torah lechem, and you make a mizonos? Or does it still keep it, and you make hamotzi? So therefore, I don't know what bracha to make, so you know what you should do? Eat it with it, make hamotzi on real bread, on real, you know, something. We're not talking about the, you know, and then you can eat this on Hilchas Brachos, you can eat this mixture with its crumpled up matzah, which then was added oil and wine to it, because I don't know. And because of that suffix, right, that's why the Rove Poskim said, look, it still might, the suffix, we don't know what bracha to make, mizonos or hamotzi. If you would make hamotzi, it's sort of indicating that it never lost its status is, of matzah. We know that matzah is also an Erev Pesach, so don't eat a matzah meal cake on Erev Pesach, because it might be a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, as we see from the Mishnah Berurah, because we're not sure what type of bracha you should make on that. Maybe you're going to still make a hamotzi on something like that. However, Rav Usher Weiss is going to focus on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, that was only, you had a suffix, what bracha to make. He's saying very clearly, he said, that's only if you only added very little oil or very little wine. Okay, you crushed up matzah, added a little water or wine, and then rebake it. Okay, there's a suffix. Maybe you never lost the shame matzah, and maybe you make hamotzi on it, and therefore I can't eat on Erev Pesach. However, when you look at Hilchas Brachas, Ela Im Kein, Nilsh Baro Shemen Odvash, then you make a bracha of Bari Minei Mizonos. Rav Usher Weiss focused in on this Mishnah Berurah and said, this is Rav Usher Weiss here, and he says, look, what should I do in hotels, he was talking about, or this possibility of on Shalosh Shudas, what would be the best thing to do? You should take kemach shel matzah shmura, you should take, you know, crushed up matzah meal, no problem of chametz, and add to it, you know, yayin, and cook it, and then cook it again. So it's not a problem of chametz because you're dealing with matzah meal. It's not a problem of he was worried about matzah shruya for the people that are, you know, don't eat kibrach, because you're not cooking it in water. You're cooking it in wine again, and. Oh, but maybe you're re-cooking it, and we had this Ramah that said you break up matzah and re-cook it. It's still usur on Erev Pesach from a matzah standpoint, and maybe never lost its shame matzah, and it's usur on Erev Pesach. So he pointed you to that Mishnah Berurah says, that's only if you cook it with very little wine or oil. But if you put in a lot of wine and oil, definitely the bracha is going to be Bari Mei Mizonos. Oh, Bari Mei Mizonos, meaning it lost its Torah Lechem. It's not matzah anymore. No problem eating it matzah on Erev Pesach. And therefore, and also, this Bari Mei Mizonos, we know, Basa Baba Kisnin, you can be, okay, the bracha is Mizonos when you eat a little bit of it. But if you're Koveya Suda on Basa Baba Kisnin, you have to wash and bench. So Rav Usher Weiss said, and following in the next two is also Rav Nordbert in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perak Nun Vav, he came up with the same exact suggestion. He said, you know what you should do? Take matzah meal, mix it in with a lot of water, with a lot of oil and wine, and rebake it. The bracha, it loses its shame Torah lechem, so it's not matzah anymore. No problem eating matzah on Erev Pesach. It's now a bari minei mizonos, but it's a type of bari mizonos, but pasa baba kisnin, kenedalach, you could, even if you eat a lot of them, you're only going to make a mizonos. This type of mixture, oh, I'm sorry, I must have written something on my computer here, but this type of matzah, this type of mixture where I take the matzah shmura, the matzah meal, and I re-added stuff to it, and I re-cooked it, It's pasta baba kisnin, and it's a berm. Again, I said berm mizonos, so it's no problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. However, it's a type of mixture that if I eat a lot of it, I can wash and bench. I can be kovei a suit on it. And that's a great thing for Shalosh Shudas. Eat it, no problem. It has a lot of, it lost its shame, like I said, matzah. That's, therefore, no problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. No problem of chametz, because of it's made of matzah meal, and no problem, and it's something, it's not just a kneidelach, it's I can make a berem mizonos, it's not just basar or dugim or peiros, which is even less. Here's something I can fulfill everything. I can even, I can make a motzi, and I can fulfill hamotzi for Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon with something that doesn't have a problem of matzah or chametz. Okay, so that was this year. Sorry, I ran over. There was some chidushim, like I wanted to focus again on Rashi and Toso, so that might be a little new idea for certain people of Chametz Nuksha, that according to Rashi, flour and may peiros, okay, it doesn't come to an Issur Kares, but it comes to a problem of Chametz Nuksha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's may peiros in machmitzin, it's never a problem, and we showed how all these things played out. But we also saw a chiddush of the Maharal and the Rambam that maybe we thought that any matzah that you can't be yotze on the Seder night, you can eat on Erev Pesach, and all of a sudden, whoa, we saw that maybe we could split the two, and maybe if you ate a matzah ashira, you are yotze, your chiyav matzah, you just weren't yotze, your chiyav of lechem oni. And according to the Rambam also, he said if you mix flour in fruit juices, you would be yotze your mitzvah even at the Seder night. And so according to those opinions, it's really matzah, that type of matzah you shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. So that was another chiddush of, we saw a chiddush of the, of how the Darkei Moshe, or how the Or Chaim learned that the minhag of the Ramah not to eat maybe matzah shira with only on Pesach, but not on Erev Pesach, and therefore no problem. It's just that you didn't have it around. But if we, who it's not so hard to get, want to have it around, and this was Rav Shechter's opinion, you can eat matzah shira even on for Shalosh Shudas. We saw some. I didn't show it to you inside. There are at the very end of these sources. I quoted Yechev Adas. I quoted Rav Avadya that said you can do it with matzah muvusheles. That was taking the matzah and dipping it into your soup in a kli rishon. Let it soak up that taste, and that wouldn't be a problem. And then lastly, I told us the main minhag of what I'm going to do and what the Mishnah Berurahs did, and I think what the Grud did and what my parents did. That was to eat bread meals, the first two meals, and then quickly, before this mana, you know, Isser comes in, flush any crumbs down the toilet, and just eat a gefilte fish and maybe some grapes on for Shalosh Shudas. But there was a chiddush now of Rav Neubert or Rav Usher Weiss that while many poskim had a problem, maybe of eating matzah meal cake on Erev Pesach because it might be matzah, Rav Usher Weiss said that was only if you did it very little oil or wine. But I'm coming up with a great idea. Put in a lot of water or wine. We saw that the Ramah said the bracha then would definitely be mizonos. It's pasa baba kisnin. Loses its shame toar of matzah. No problem of eating this on Erev Pesach from a matzah perspective. It's no problem from a chametz perspective because it's made of matzah meal. And if it's pasa baba kisnin, we can eat a lot of it. We can be koveh suda, and we can even have a suda shlishit by washing and benching. So those were some of the things that I saw of how to handle the meals on this upcoming Shabbos. Everyone have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.
Amazing, Penny. Really incredible. You got to get that up on YouTube right away. Benefit for Klal Yisrael. Really master the topic. Good. Amazing. Shkoyach.
Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed.
Thank you.
It was great. Great. Hope to see everyone over Pesach. Everyone be well.
Nice job.
Chag Sameach.